that Clemson was in on. So, like, that's a, I mean, he's a long, lanky kid. They have some size. But, like, at guard, they kind of feel like Clemson at guard. How many times have we talked about Clemson needs, like, 6'4 guards with long arms because they just are tiny. Like, they're just guarding tiny at the two. South Carolina's kind of doing that when they put Johnson and Ellis on the floor. And that's a little different than years past. The other thing that's hurt South Carolina is, like, what – somebody – please help me with this. What in the world has happened to Miles Studi? What has happened to this guy? Remember Miles Studi's just going up, like he would just go off on games, like he's near the top of your scouting report. This guy is playing horribly. He's been absolutely horrible. He's been in and out.
I want to say he had a big game against Clemson last year.
He did. But didn't play in three games. He made multiple threes. He made two threes apiece in the first three games. He's made two threes in his last four games combined. The guy's just not playing. So that's another thing, too. Like, when you have to deal with Studi.
Yeah, he had 19 against Clemson last year.
And so when you got to deal with that guy, that stretches you out. I'm not sure they have another true, like, catch-and-shoot floor spacer like that. Michi can make them. Some other guys can make them, but they just don't. So, it's an interesting matchup today. I would agree. I think Clemson is better equipped because of their front court. I think they're better equipped to deal with the physical nature of the game than they were last year in Columbia. 654 Roar is the number. By the way, Jed does point out that Clemson played at Georgetown. I was clocking that as a neutral because they played in the NBA gym, but Georgetown does play a bunch of games there.
Yeah, that's you're right.
So, technically, two true road games.
I think that's Georgetown's home gym now.
It may be.
And I didn't. So anyway, but it's the Wizards gym.
Stay
gymnasium.
With us. Gymnasium. Use the proper. Hour number one continues. 654 Roar is the number if you care to join us. We'd love to hear from you after this.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family-owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Truth is, it's Greer Flooring Center's specialty. In the daily hustle, one thing is certain. You may not always stop to cherish a messy moment, but you will always stop to clean it up. We make that easy. At Greer Flooring Center, we have a great selection of luxury vinyl for active families with kids and pets. We know one day the small things really add up to the biggest. So we invite you to visit our state-of-the-art showrooms. We're in Easley, we're in Greer, and we would love to help you with our knowledgeable and experienced staff members. They're all in the right place, and we can help you at the right prices at Greer Flooring Center.
Winter weather is upon us, so if you're planning a ski trip, a mountain getaway, or just want to be prepared for what Mother Nature might throw at us, make sure your vehicle is ready with a trip to the Pendleton Tire Company.
Be ready to play in the snow like me and my daddy on a new set of tires for Pendleton Tire Company.
Go see Zach and the team at Pendleton Tire and be ready for winter fun. Call them at 864-646-3694 or visit online at PendletonTire.com.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
At South State, we're committed to supporting the communities we serve. Whether you're buying your first home, renovating a fixer-upper, or starting fresh with new construction, South State is here to help. Our construction and renovation loans make it easier to turn just a house into your home. Ready to get started? Please call Alan White, NMLS, number 810-563, at 864-985-5235. Or visit our website at southstatebank.com/mortgage. All loans subject to credit approval and program guidelines. South State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Looking for a smart, cost-saving upgrade for winter? Blue Ridge Heating and Air, a preferred Armstrong Air dealer, has a limited supply of select heat pumps that can qualify for federal tax credits and the electric provider rebates. saving you thousands. These heat pump systems offer dependable performance with exceptional efficiency, advanced features, and innovative design. Act fast. Inventory is limited. Call Blue Ridge Heating and Air or visit BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Blue Ridge Heating and Air, engineered comfort solutions.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at Vermeer.com/dig.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
A new exclusive offer with an eligible Bank of America Visa credit card is your opportunity to go from cardholder to ticket holder for the FIFA World Cup 2026. For a limited time, when you're approved for a new customized cash rewards or unlimited cash rewards Visa credit card, you're eligible for a chance to purchase FIFA World Cup 2026 tickets. Learn more today at bofa.com/cardfwc26. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America N.A. in partnership with Visa. Terms apply. All rights reserved.
Test. What's up?
Oh, you know, the CFO needs me to book a week of travel. I'm days behind on invoices. The plants in the lobby are dying, and now I have to order lunch for 80 with gluten-free options.
Just use Easy Cater.
Easy Cater?
One platform built for workplaces. Tons of great restaurants, any group size, with tools to meet dietary needs and stay on budget. Plus, rewards.
Rewards?
You earn rewards points when you order. Good for discounts or even gift cards for you.
Now that's what's up.
Easy Cater, the easy, rewarding way to order food for work. Order now at EasyCater.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
From kickoff to the final whistle, your front row seat to college football lives here on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Love this one. Classic. Hour one continues out of bounds. William Quaggenbush, Ben Milstead, Stephen in Salem going to join us in moments. First, let me tell you about PhD Weight Loss. You can rock right into the new year with PhD Weight Loss. You can do that. You can just roll right in there easy. Having lost a few pounds, having already gotten started on your process of getting your life back, you know, adding years back to your life. Like, if you don't think that's real, I mean, I can tell you otherwise. My doctor would tell you otherwise. PhD Weight Loss, Dr. Lucas would tell you otherwise. I mean, you can tell the difference before and after in terms of your dependence on medications, your ability to function in life. Like, these are things you're going to get back with PhD. And right now, you go ahead and get started. There's incentive to do that. There's incentive to do it because they are giving you 2 free weeks added to your program. So you can ramp up during the holidays, start the new year working towards your goals. Mention 2 weeks on the phone. That's 2 weeks. They'll get that metabolic reset system to work for you. Call PhD today. Start 2026 already ahead. 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Go to myphdweightloss.com. Let's go to Stephen in Salem, who joins us here. You can join him, 654-ROAR. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, well, yeah, hey,
First of all, I just hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. I know it's been a long time since I've last called in. So I understand that Ian Shefflin opt-outed for the Pinstripe Bowl and said that he wants to try to get himself back into basketball. So my thinking was, okay, I don't know. I was trying to think, how is he going to get himself back into basketball? Because I know his eligibility has already been run out in Clemson. So I guess the question is, does he try? What's this step to going back? Is he try to go into the NBA draft, or what the steps are? And do you think he regretted trying football? Because I mean, I think he wanted to try something that he hadn't done in a while, or like since he played football in the ninth grade, and he just, you know, I guess it just did kind of work out the way he wanted to. So I just want to know what your thoughts are, and how do you think he's going to get himself back into basketball? And obviously, and you guys have a great, and you have a Merry Christmas to y'all, and y'all hang up and listen. Y'all have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Steven. Merry Christmas to you. Appreciate the phone call. There are a number of avenues Ian could go. I'm not aware. We probably asked a question, but I'm not aware. I would imagine he's probably going to continue to work out with, I mean, he could work out at Clemson and get back into shape, or, you know, get an agent, go work out somewhere else.
Former players work out at Clemson every week. I mean, literally every week there's somebody there. And it's basically open gym for once you have left the program. So yeah, he'll be at Clemson a lot, if not exclusively for that. There was something that Ian said in his thank you / farewell note on social media to Clemson fans, and he said, I'll just read this one sentence to you, or this one paragraph rather. He said, it didn't work out, talking about football, it didn't work out for me the way I wanted, and that's something Coach Sweeney and I talked about before this season, that if it ended up not being what I wanted, I could always go back to playing basketball. Ian wanted to see if he could kind of catch lightning in a bottle with football and it work out, and you know, maybe have a future there. It did not, and the backup plan was always basketball, so that is what he will do. He will have opportunities overseas. It will not be NBA or G League, I don't think, especially after not playing for a year. But event down the road, yeah, you never know. But you'll see him in some overseas league sooner rather than later.
I feel like this entire process, it was more of like a fascination. Like, he wanted to see if he could, and Dabo wanted to see if he could. Because didn't he say in there that, like, Dabo, from the moment that Dabo approached him about going out, like, this wasn't Ian called up Dabo and said, you got a spot.
Yeah, he said, from the moment Coach Sweeney pitched me on the idea of playing football, it gave me that itch that I haven't felt since high school to get back on the field. Yeah, I mean, and Sweeney pursued him. Don't mistake it. He's talked about Ian Shefflin as a football player since he was a freshman in college on the basketball court. So, look, he had a unique opportunity, and he'd have been, in my opinion, he'd have been crazy not to give it a shot if it's what he wanted to do. I mean, he would always wonder, like, what if? Man, take care of those things while you're young.
You know, it was different, and I'm thinking back to, remember the, I'm sure you remember the Olu Babalola conversations back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, actually, I got to talk to Larry Shyatt for a minute on Saturday, and that was during the Larry Shyatt era of Clemson basketball, where there was this fascination, mostly because Olu Babalola was very good at finding the back of the rim. He was really good. Like, that ball had a magnetism to the back of the rim, man. He could hit the back of the rim. Like, if you were playing horseshoes with the back of the rim, he'd win every time. Ringer. And so people would go, okay, well, that body type could play tight end. And at that time, it wasn't like Clemson had overflowing tight end room. My biggest thing with the Shefflin deal is it ain't like there's reps available in a tight end room. Like, if there's one room where the reps were pretty well allocated, it would have been a tight end room this year. In another year where things are a little more open, perhaps Ian would have had more opportunity. We've actually talked about this, that there were times where we felt like Clemson cost itself opportunities to give reps to people who were going to be here that mm-hmm. needed reps in order to, like, sort of jam the square peg into the round hole, so to speak.
Could not agree more. And yeah, I hope it doesn't the reps that it took away. I'm happy for Ian, but anytime you give somebody reps, you're taking them from somebody else. And I just hope that doesn't hurt you going forward for Clemson. Ian's going to have to work really hard to get back to basketball shape.
It is not the same.
It is
not at all.
I mean, he's not going to have a coach breathing down his neck, and he's going to have to be extremely disciplined to get back to basketball shape.
And to Steven's point, that's where his strength coach is not here, which hurts. Clemson had the changeover with men's basketball strength and conditioning over the season. But there are people in the building that certainly will help him. People that he knows, people that he's built relationships with, staffers and so forth. So he does have some resources here. But to your point, some of this, he's going to have to be a self-starter, like for the first time all year. When you talk to people about the difference between college and pro, that's actually what they say. Is like, are you a self-starter? Do you have to be made to get up for morning workouts? Do you have to be prodded to do individual work? Because they're not going to prod you. They're just going to cut you if you're playing pro ball. So, yeah, I'm interested. Because I do think, like you say, Ian chased a dream, something that he wondered about, something that he potentially wanted to do. He chased that dream. And knowing that basketball's still available to him, it was no risk, basically. He still sort of starts his process at square one. I guess square one of where he would have started last year. I don't feel like he's behind the eight ball, so to speak, in terms of how, like, the international basketball community would view him or the ability to go get work overseas. One guy who is coming back is reportedly Will Helt. And I say reportedly, Pete Thamel reported it, but so did his agency. Reported that Will Helt had agreed to a deal to bring him back to Clemson next year. And Ben, in an offseason where everyone is looking at shiny toys elsewhere, I think this is like one of the biggest pieces of news to break Clemson's way. Could you imagine? We talked about all the guys not there at the bowl game. The one guy that you feel good about on the defensive line that's playing in the bowl game is Will Helt. Can you imagine if Will Helt hit the portal or went pro? Probably more likely to go pro than hit the portal, but I think all of that was sort of on the table. I was highly encouraged by the news last night that Will Helt is returning for next year. Because try and list the foundational pieces that Clemson's building around on defense next year. I've got two, Sammy Brown and Will Helt, that you're legitimately building around, the cornerstone pieces of your defense. I'm not sure anybody else fits into that bucket. And so if you take Helt out, then you got to go to the portal for another starting end, potentially. And you have basically one foundational piece. And you, to me, you're just hanging by a thread, if that's the case. And do you think I'm overstating this, the importance of Helt coming back next year in the announcement yesterday?
He was arguably your most impactful defensive line player this year. And everybody else on that line is gone. So, yes, it's. I don't think you're overstating that. Also, the texter points out, doesn't it kind of looks good for Clemson that a transfer guy would come and then want to stay? Maybe that helps you in the transfer market this year. Who knows?
That's a great point. I think the fact that Tristan Smith is like fighting in court to stay is a big deal. Jeremiah Alexander having a little success. And Will Helt certainly doing this. Yeah, I think that is an affirmation that the program is all it's cracked up to be.
Good point, Texter. Good point.
I'm looking at numbers, not just the tackle for loss numbers, but the other stuff. With all that Clemson is losing, there were two guys that were in double figures for tackles for loss this year. Will Helton, Sammy Brown, both are returning. Sack leaders on the team, Will Helton, 7.5, Sammy Brown, 5, T.J. Parker, 5. So two of the three with 5-plus sacks are returning. Quarterback pressures, two in double figures. Parker had 15. Will Helton had 10. So one of the two guys in double figures is returning. So for all that Clemson is losing sort of on paper, in terms of production, returning Helton and Brown is a significant core around which you can build. We talked a lot about impact outside of production. The reality is you got to have production. I mean, I know a lot of people quibble with my Peter Woods take when Woods declared for the draft, like right at the end of our show, one of our shows last week, Monday, Tuesday, whatever it was. And one of the things I said was that he had an impact, cared about Clemson, made an impact beyond the stat sheet, whatever. And I left the studio and I thought to myself, you know, it is important to produce, though. Like, you can only make a non-productive impact so much before somebody has to go and produce. And it's important that Will Helton and Sammy Brown were productive. We'll talk about this on the other side. Because I did make a mental list, and I just jotted some things down when I got here. I made a mental list on the way here of the things that I'm currently confident in with Clemson football next year. And it was admittedly a longer list than I thought that I would make when I did it. So we'll talk about that on the other side, and maybe if Ben has disagreements, or if some of you have disagreements, we'll get to that. I got a text. Speaking of friends of the show, that in text back, I got this text while I was driving. Driving to the station today, and it is from a mutual friend that is a great friend of the show. Says, I have a cousin who lives in North Carolina, all Tar Heel fans. She reached out asking if I knew anyone locally who she could buy a Clemson football jersey for her son as a Christmas gift. If I were a North Carolina football fan, I'd be looking for alternates as well. She said, she said if she gave me the money, would I buy it and ship it to her? I sent her a Tiger Sports Shop link and said, they will take your money and ship it to you. Thanks to Tiger Sports Shop, maybe there's one less Tar Heel fan in the world. So Tiger Sports Shop, you didn't ask for that, but you're getting it anyway. One less Tar Heel fan thanks to Tiger Sports Shop. And the worldwide, the global reach of Tiger Sports Shop, not just in Clemson downtown, not just on 123, but also always open at tigersports.com. Stay with us. Hour one of the program continues right after this.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Anyone know a good plumber? It's an emergency.
One Tom Plumber will be there in an hour, or they'll discount your bill.
In 1 hour?
Yeah, just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber.
That's their name.
That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
At Carolina Top Dressing, we specialize in professional leaf removal and top-notch turf repairs. Let us take care of your yard while you enjoy quality time with your family. Don't let your lawn's potential go to waste. Carolina Top Dressing is also your go-to solution for maintaining a healthy and vibrant lawn. With our specialized soil conditioning program, we ensure your grass stays nourished and healthy. Visit us now at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote, and as always, go Tigers!
Part A, Part B, Supplement, Advantage, Part D. It's enough to make your head spin. Don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
A car accident can change everything in seconds. Don't let the insurance companies decide what your case is worth. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we stand up for accident victims, fighting for the compensation you need to recover and move forward. Call Smith Jordan Law Firm today at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Your consultation is free. Smith Jordan Law. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, your favorite drafts are poured at a frosty 29 degrees and rare barrel-aged whiskeys are served just the way you want them. It's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local lodge.
Hey guys, this Christmas season, why don't you give yourself the gift that keeps on giving? Peak Testosterone from Lowcountry Male. Take advantage of our limited time $99 consult offer. Get your labs checked and spend an hour with one of our providers. We will craft a customized plan with testosterone, peptides, supplements, and high-dose compounded 3-in-1 Super ED pills. Our concierge plans have helped thousands of men, 9 locations in South Carolina and Georgia. Book today. Lowcountrymale.com.
It's that time of year again, and you're trying to figure out what gifts to get your family. We know everyone is busy, and who wants to deal with all the Christmas traffic and shopping congestion? Elite Custom Golf Carts wants to make your life easy. Come and see us and get a gift the whole family will love. With free delivery in our custom sleighs and complete with a big red bow, you'll see the shine in your family's eyes when they see your Christmas surprise. Stop by one of our 3 locations in the Upstate and let our elves, friendly staff, help you find that perfect gift. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
Chickasaw Point, a gated community along the banks of Lake Hartwell, has so much to offer, from breathtaking golf to a reimagined event center at Overlook Restaurant. Offering delicious food and available for events like meetings and weddings, ChickasawPointGolf.com.
Don't miss out on the action. Arthrex is hiring. They develop innovative technologies to treat orthopedic sports injuries around the world and right here in your community. Learn new skills in a clean, high-tech manufacturing environment with many exciting benefits and campus amenities, including free lunch, free medical care, a new child care center, sports fields and wellness programs, paid parental leave, a transportation stipend, and much more. Check out careers.arthrex.com. That's careers.arthrex.com.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from all of us here at The Roar. 105.5 and 97.5 FM.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and
welcome back.
Telling you
glad to have you with us. 654 Roar is the number. What a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday here in Pickens County in the upstate of South Carolina.
It really is.
It's a great day.
Yeah, I managed to walk outside earlier without a coat on for a couple of minutes before I started shivering. So, yeah, it is a nice morning.
We were...
Afternoon now, I guess. Morning. 12:47.
You know, I don't know when you woke up. I don't know. I was driving. I've driven by Toyota of Easley how many times a day? Just 2 times today already. And I was like telling Hollis, we were driving from Greenville to Clemson this morning, and I was like, hey, look at all the trucks at Toyota of Easley. And there's so many trucks. There's so much inventory. And I was like, I was amazed. I was like, oh, man. I'm trying to point it out to her, but I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, there's so many trucks. Then the pre-owned. You know, I've been saying forever, like, I don't know what their plans are, but I'm like, they're going to move that pre-owned lot over to the old furniture store. They've got that lot. But I'm like, oh man, they need a lot of space, because that inventory on the pre-owned lot is they're truly brimming with inventory. I'm like, I don't know, man. They need more room. They do need more room constantly, not because people aren't buying their cars, but because they're well stocked and because it's they do a really good job of service. They do a really good job keeping them on the road. They do a great job of making sure they have what you need at Toyota of Easley and ToyotaOfEasley.com. Toyotathon, where their name means a great deal.
Their service department in the new building there is, really second to none. Quark, during the break, I was just admiring a lovely lady turning around in the parking lot.
Of course, as they do.
And with it was her and her three dogs in the car. And I realize I'm treading on thin ice here with some people when I say this. I love animals, man. I do. I truly do. I don't have a dog. Love dogs. When I drive a car, I have to wear my seatbelt. I got to go to speed limit. I can't have a cell phone in my hand anymore. I'm all in favor of that. Can't drink a beer. All in favor of that. You know, can't swerve. All in favor of all the things that protect us from us on the road. I really am. But I can have an 80-pound lab in my lap and a shih tzu hanging out the window of the driver's window and another little yapper in the back seat, and that's okay?
Sure. Sure.
Is that safe? I'm just asking.
You know what would you like me to go out on thin ice with you? Would you like me to join you out there?
It's certainly going to crack, but come on
out. Okay, all right. I'll go on the other end of the thin ice, and we'll just stand on it together. We'll just struggle together, okay? You know what I think is a scourge of our country? I think it's a scourge, all right? People think the scourge of our country is people looking at their phones. Ben, that's not the scourge. We are told that if you so much as glance at your phone while you're driving, you'll be dead. Ben, do you know how many other ways are not police that are more distracting than looking at your phone briefly to make sure you're going the right direction while you're in your car? Like having three dogs walking around your godforsaken car. I can't look at my phone
lap
for 2 seconds, but your dogs can be going hither and yon. Now, that's not distracting.
I love that people have their animals in their car. Like, I truly do. They're probably less distracting than your kids in the backseat. They're probably better behaved.
But in your lap. I actually thought about this. I left my phone at home. I was running errands. I left my phone at home. I never do that. And I realized during that how many things other than my phone distract me while I'm driving. And I'm like, the phone is the least of anybody's worries. I'm distracted the whole time by God knows what.
I know.
Anything and everything. But we're told, we're lulled into a false sense of security because we've been told that the only distracting thing in a car is your cell phone. That's it.
Yeah. God, excuse me while I move my dog out of my lap so that I can put makeup on as I'm driving down the road steering with my knees.
But I'm not holding my phone, though, because that's illegal. It's illegal to have your phone. Just throwing that out there. I'm glad we're on the same page on this. Just a little bit.
Again, I love that people love their animal enough to travel around with them. I mean, truly do. I'm not just saying that. People in my family do that. Not sitting on my lap while I'm driving a car. Same reason I'm not going to hold my child while I'm driving a car.
Texture says FaceTiming while driving is wild. I agree with that. Like, there's some stuff that you shouldn't do. There's some stuff you shouldn't.
Man, there are a lot of people who do that. Or, oh man, don't give me started.
People record. People record like driving fast down the road. Record videos for social media. Like you're going 35. Like, okay, 2-lane road. That's a lot, man. That's a lot.
Yeah, Texture said y'all sound like The View. No, the View would be advocating for the dogs to be able to vote.
The View would be more feminine. Talking like this, we're still not. We're not talking like this. Oh, man. Okay. Texture says, I'm eating a bowl of soup and chewing my toenails while I'm driving down the road right now, but at least my phone's put away. That's my point. That's my point, man. Won't get arrested for that.
Can't have tin on your front windshield. You know, we can't see in and you can't see out. But that 80-pound, that 110-pound sheepdog plopped right in your lap, no problem with that.
Listen, my official stance, and our official stance of the show is don't be distracted. What you're saying and what I'm saying is there are ways we can be distracted that nobody talks about that are apparently perfectly fine.
I'm looking out the window here to my left, and I see this lady. She struggled turning around in our parking lot because her dog was in the way. She could not turn the steering wheel enough because her dog was in the way. Okay.
You know what's hard to do? We'll move on from this, I promise. But you know what's hard to do? Is to turn out of the cookout parking lot with a cookout tray. Because it is exactly the right height from my lap to the steering wheel that the steering wheel like bumps it every like quarter turn. And so you have to just kind of work it, you know? You got to work it.
You probably shouldn't do that either.
You probably should.
But at least it's not going to, you know, your hamburger's not going to all of a sudden see a squirrel and decide to go crazy in your lap.
Oh, man. Okay. I've made a list of five things that I'm confident in with Clemson football next year. Are you amazed that I got to five?
Well,
I mean, and these are things that if nobody else leaves and if nobody from the portal's added, these are five things I feel good about, okay? Now, you, Ben Milstead, you have free reign to tell me I'm a nut, okay? Nut job. Thanks to the texters who are with us on this, by the way. Love that. Number one, and this has to do with Will Help. I think Clemson's pass rush is fine. I feel good about Clemson's pass rush. Will Help, Jaheim Lawson, Stephylin Green, Amari Adams, Vic Beasley.
Your two best pass rushers are returning.
Yes. And Sammy Brown.
As of 12/16, 2025 at 12:55 p.m.
That's right.
Will Help and Jaheim Lawson.
So I feel good about, like I say, these are subject to revision if people bail, okay? But it doesn't require any other additions. Like, I don't need somebody else coming in here to feel good about the pass rush. I feel good about Clemson's pass rush right now. Side note, I did the average, okay? And this is, listen, I am not trying to be a hater. This is not haterade. I'm not drinking haterade here. The average stat line for Peter Woods, T.J. Parker, and DeMonte Capehart. Okay, those are three starters, all right? Now, Ben, all I need you to do is to tell me if Clemson can put this production back with each player that is replacing him in the lineup. We just need the average of the three players to equal or exceed this production through 12 games, okay? The average stat line for Peter Woods, T.J. Parker, and DeMonte Capehart this year: 36 tackles. So that means those three guys combined for 9 tackles every game. Combined. So all I got to do is find somebody that can get 3 tackles a game at defensive tackle, 3 tackles at the other tackle, and 3 tackles at defensive end.
But you're right, and I am confident that you can find that. But we would also agree that there is more to being a defensive tackle than making tackles.
That is correct. It is space eating. Tackles for loss, 5.3 tackles for loss. That means between the three of them, you have to get basically, what did my math say? Between the three of them, you have to get like 1.2 tackles for loss per game. That's all. So if I get 2 tackles for loss by those three people combined every game, I have exceeded the production this year from those three guys. Sacks. 2.6 sacks a game. 2.6 sacks for the season from those three players combined on the average. So if I get three players, they get 3 sacks, I will have more sacks than those three players combined this year. That's all it is. 1 sack every 4 games from 3 different people, I exceed the production. Quarterback pressure is 9.3 per this season on the average. So if I get 3 quarterback pressures a game from those three people combined, do you see my point? Like, this goes to my general conversation, the general conversation I've been having, the general point I've been making, that there were people that said Clemson is going to drop off a cliff after this season. But what they were doing is they were assuming 12-0 or 11-1 Clemson was going to drop to 7-5. My point all along has been Clemson is not going to drop off because the drop-off already happened. The statistical breakdown of this team says this is what next year's defensive line was supposed to look like, production-wise. I understand that in terms of personnel, it feels like Clemson is losing a lot from their defense. But in terms of production, it is not going to be that difficult to put the production back.
The one thing that I don't think you're calculating in here, though, is that the production was not good enough this year. You don't need to replace the production. You need to exceed the production.
Right.
Next year.
And likely to a significant level.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, are we talking about Vic Burley and Stephon Green next year? Is that what we're talking about in the middle?
See, I don't think so. I think you could get that same production with Vic Burley and Stephon Green starting every game next year.
Everybody focuses on, you know, you got to have a quarterback. Got to have a quarterback. Everybody agrees you got to have a quarterback. We're not going to talk about that in the transfer portal. Do you not got to have a defensive tackle?
Maybe two. I think you at least need to have one defensive tackle, and you need to at least have one defensive end, in my opinion. Because you're right. If you replace this production, going 7-5 again.
Right, and that's I need to replace it and exceed it.
That's right. So we'll talk about more, because I have four more of these. Three of them on the defense. One of them I think you're for sure going to disagree with, for sure. Because I'm not even sure I agree with it. So I'm going to convince myself that my fifth one is legit when we come back for hour